I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. You know, I hear this catchphrase, I guess you could call it a catchphrase, often. Sometimes I see it written down. And it really has made me think over the years exactly what somebody is talking about when they say this. But I wanted to elaborate a little bit on it, and maybe you've heard it. It goes like this. I am not a religious person, but I am a spiritual person. So I think what they're taking that to mean is it's someone who really isn't someone who practices liturgy, churchy things, goes to church or whatever, but that in their heart they are in touch with the spirit realm or spiritual things in some form or another. Now, I'm not saying any of that's bad, and I'm not saying any of that's good. I am going to just go over some things that I would like to clarify regarding the statement that I am not a religious person, but I am a spiritual person. Because, ladies and gentlemen, really there's nothing wrong with being a religious person if you are already a spiritual person. To do something religiously means that you just do it consistently. So if you want to attend a spiritual meeting, a church meeting, say the rosary or whatever, do the Our Fathers, and you do them consistently, you are actually a religious person. And if, hey, got my hand raised, I think doing rituals are very important if you understand what you're doing as such. But to say that, you know, you are a spiritual person who's not religious, to me that is not even an issue. It shouldn't even matter, because religious rituals can help enhance your spiritual life. It can certainly enhance your spiritual growth. Hey, there's a lot of power in symbolism. A lot of power in symbolism. You don't believe me? I could flash you some symbols, and some of you would probably want to punch me. Not because I believe in them, but because it's a symbol, and you know what they mean. It automatically goes straight to your thoughts and straight to your heart, and you react on them. There's nothing wrong with symbolism in the spirit realm. It's very powerful to practice symbolism. Very powerful thing when you do that. Being a spiritual person should be for everybody. Body, mind, and spirit, we say in martial arts. Why do we say that? Yes, martial arts was born out of religion, pantheism, Buddhism. And, hey, I know that. I'm very aware of that. And there are some people in some more of the conservative Christian, my brothers and sisters who sometimes have a little bit of an issue with me because I, as you may or may not know, I am an extremely high-ranked martial artist. I'm a very rare female grandmaster in the martial arts industry, over 30 years of teaching and training, and sometimes people have a problem with it because martial arts was born out of Buddhism, and they're not wrong. It absolutely was. I come from a long lineage of Buddhists in one of my multi-ethnic nationalities. Some were Buddhist monks and also samurai warriors at the same time. I have it in my lineage. But am I a Buddhist? Well, I think we all know the answer to that. No, I am not. I am not a Buddhist. I don't confess it. I renounce it in my bloodline. For me, there's just the cross. There's the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. But I want to amplify something. I want to make sure that there is an understanding that if you're already a spiritual person, you should practice religion. You should do it. It's something that is going to enhance your spiritual growth. I know a lot of people, I say this all the time, in the body, mind, and spirit, we call it the balance triangle in martial arts. So many of us work out, we train, we go to the gym. I do. I try to every day if I can. I'm doing what I call yoga Pilates stretches, and I walk or hike 3 miles a day on most days. There's the mind. You know, we will always try to enhance our mind with things that serve us, whether it's reading books or doing Zooms with like-minded people or whatever we can do, because we want to get that knowledge. We should always be hungry for knowledge. We're always students, and to be a student means you always have to learn something. But, you know, what about the spirit? What about that part of the balanced triangle? Spirit. I don't know why we go so mum with that. I think we have a society in this country where, you know, we got to keep it personal because we don't want to offend anybody. We want to be politically correct. We don't want to start fires. And that's a shame, because being spiritual is a huge part of life. And we have people who are our students in one way or another. If we're not living the example of what spiritual is, and we're not teaching them when they need to have that teacher, where are they going to learn the spiritual side of the triangle and the balance of life? It's always baffled me why someone can be a teacher of body, mind, and forget the spiritual part of the triangle. That's what I do, what I do. To me, there's nothing more important than understanding your spiritual walk and making it a daily part of your life and being a spiritual person. I understand you don't want to be a religious person without being a spiritual person, but there's nothing wrong with being religious if you're already a spiritual person. There's a major, major lacking out there in our society, ladies and gentlemen, because people aren't being taught the spiritual part of the balanced triangle for whatever reason. They're not being taught, and they're not living it. They're not walking it. Let me give you an example. For 3 years, I worked with a well-known organization, hands-on, in the ghettos of Denver. I had a martial arts program there, got picked up, went all over the world. But I was doing a lot of work with less fortunate people. At Christmas time, it can be very chaotic at a lot of these bigger organizations because they do toy drives and food distributions and all these wonderful, wonderful things. Listen, all those things are wonderful. I'm very glad that I could be a part of it. I'm very glad that I could serve, because we're called to do that. And one of the ultimate mature realizations as a spiritual person is to understand that you're here to give. Your spiritual life flow will always lead you to the act of giving, ladies and gentlemen. If your spiritual walk doesn't lead you somewhere to the act of giving, I question that walk. I question that path, because a spiritual walk ultimately culminates to how you can help other people. I'm saying some good stuff today. There are a lot of movements out there that are all about yourself and the God within. They're not about helping other people. I take issue with that and where that power source comes from. You know what I'm talking about. Don't make me say New Age. Oh, my nemesis. Listen, being a true spiritual person in your walk of maturity, in maturation, you will see that you're here to help other people. And I'm glad I could help other people. For 3 years, that was my life, hands-on, in the inner cities of Denver, even some in the inner cities of Pittsburgh, working to help less fortunate people. But these organizations will be big givers. Okay, in this one particular organization, it came time for the toy and food distribution at Christmas, so it was a Saturday evening or Saturday afternoon. My gosh, there was a line wrapped around that community center, the whole block, the whole city block, 2 to 3 times, wrapped around, I'm telling you. Cops had to come out. They probably hated us at Christmas. Had to do all these extra duties because of the traffic and the people that were gathering and culminating to get all this free stuff, right? So, you know, this organization, a community organization with a religious background, would put in flyers saying, listen, we have religious services. Come on by Sunday morning for these religious services. That would go in every bag of distribution. But every year I'm seeing, like clockwork, that you've got a line wrapped around the block with people wanting the free stuff, but the very next morning, not one of them returned for the religious services. We had a chapel. Not one person went from the distribution came back in. It was just the workers, the exhausted workers, back with, you know, their eyes barely open because they had to do all that work. It made me think, We got to do things differently. What are we doing that people don't want to embrace the spiritual way, the spiritual life? I made the suggestion. I said, okay, from now on, why don't we do this? We'll have our services on Sunday, and then after Sunday, we'll do distribution. So that people need to sit through the services and give them a chance to commit to a spiritual way, a better way, a higher way. Teach them. Give them a chance to commit or recommit. Because if you can do that, I guarantee you're going to cut that line down in half that wraps around the building every year. Let me be very blunt. I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in a commitment to Jesus Christ will change the spirit of poverty in people. If they can embrace the sacrifice, the blood of Jesus Christ into their life and their daily walk, it will change. It will eliminate spirits such as poverty and infirmity and the things that take place upon people. But it starts with a commitment to your spiritual life. And as usual, they hated my idea. You know, when you've been doing something for 200 years, ladies and gentlemen, it's really hard to change. So there you have it, and there you see it year after year, people with their hands out battling the spirit of poverty, but not being taught, not wanting to embrace the spiritual life that would teach them that they don't have to be poor. You see, embracing the spiritual walk in life will teach you. Well, and I teach you how to feel deeply that all is well. How to feel deeply that all is well. Did big write-up on that. It's going to be in AMAA, Jesse Bowen's brand-new debut magazine called Martial Arts Excellence. It's called Life in Balance, Feeling Deeply That All Is Well. If you get a chance, read it. It's electronic. I'm sure you can ask him how to get a copy of that. Feeling deeply that all is well is not something that comes immediately. When you're on a spiritual walk, you have to work at it. You know, you want to get your body in shape. Don't you go to the gym? Don't you go to class to train? You want to get better in martial arts? Don't you study to get better at understanding and reasoning things, whether you're in school or not in school? Don't you have to do these things? You have to work at them, right? It's no different in the spirit side of the balance triangle. You have to work at it. To feel deeply that all is well, you have to practice spiritual things. You have to get religious about it. You have to search it, seek it, study it, look for the teachers. Discern what serves you and what doesn't serve you, what's going to be the right thing, what's not going to be the right thing. You have to be willing to invest in your spiritual life. That's right. Why does everybody think spiritual things are free? I mean, I so graciously expend spiritual things. But you know what? I'm under a different calling and an anointing. There are a lot of people out there that have a lot of good things to say, and they deserve to be paid. You pay for your karate lessons. You pay to go to college. I mean, you're paying for the body and mind. Invest in the spiritual things, ladies and gentlemen. Invest in the spirit realm. Don't get all cheap about it. It's the most important part of the balance triangle to understand spiritual things. Why? Because you want to be able to get to the point that you feel deeply that all is well, no matter what happens in your life. Can you do that? Absolutely you can. You guys know I'm an ordained clinical pastor. I'm a chaplain. Biggest issue I have, if you get to the root of it, is people coming to me all the time because they don't feel deeply that all is well in their life. You may say, well, that's very hard, isn't it, to give somebody example, the answers or examples of how to feel deeply that all is well. No, not really. They're formulas. Just like in martial arts, you know, we have one-step sparring. We have forms. We have fighting techniques. These are all formulas that have been proven for thousands of years to work, right? In the spirit realm, you have formulas too. There are formulas. The physical realm will try to give formulas to spiritual problems. I call that medication. If you need it, I'm not knocking it. Take it. For God's sake, please take it if you need it. But a lot of us don't need it, and we take it, and we know we don't need it. Looking for a quick fix. It takes work not to feel like crap. Ladies and gentlemen, you get up every morning, it takes work not to feel that way. Work on it. I don't feel sorry for you. You don't feel you're sad, depressed, blah, blah, blah. Who isn't? I'd love to get up and get drunk every day. I mean, if I could, I mean, who wouldn't? Work on the formulas to feel deeply that all is well. There are people who go to formulas of self-medication. Hey, why not? Makes you feel good for a little while. Feels like everything is well, all is well. You feel it deeply until you no longer are under the influence or high. That's what creates an addict. To me, addiction is a spiritual problem. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody wasn't taught the right formula of how to deal with life. That formula is to understand that you religiously need to practice being spiritual. First formula. Religiously practice being spiritual. Talk to God, just like I'm talking to you right now. You're not in front of me. I hope somebody's listening, but I don't know. I could just be talking to myself. That's okay. I'm speaking something in the atmosphere that's very powerful that somebody out there needs to hear, and they'll get this message because that's the way divine intervention works. I don't care if it's just one person listening. I still got to be obedient and do what I've been called to do in the spirit realm to expend, and I'm doing it. I'm doing it. But you need to understand that you have to religiously practice spiritual things. That's part of the formula. Your spirit life and conversation to Father God above, the great counselor. You need a counselor, talk to him, the great counselor. Always be in that conversation with Father God, our true creator. Be in conversation with him all the time. Call it prayer, call it meditation. I don't care what you call it. I'll be driving my car and just start talking. I don't have to get into any kind of hum position. I don't have to do any particular thing. I don't have to close my eyes. God hears me. I'm in conversation with him. It's part of the spiritual formula to feel deeply that all is well. Those are the white belt things to expand, read, study, do what you have to do to get teachers to help you, to put them in your life. When you need a teacher, we say in martial arts, one will always show up. I've got students all the time under me, and I also am the students. That's the way it works. This is all the white belt formulas, ladies and gentlemen, for you to feel deeply that all is well. You got to make a commitment to it, and you got to stick with it. So many people make the mistake of thinking, I'm going to seek the God of my ancestors, so I'm going to show up at a church. Good for you for doing that, for making that first move. My hope and goal for you is that you won't end up being in some sort of religious ritual without being a spiritual person. The Bible has a word for that. It just basically says that, it just kind of says that you're just making a lot of noise. Sounds like noise to God up there on the throne. Blah, blah, blah. Because that's not where your heart's at. If you seek, you will find it. I'm not knocking that. Don't make it a religious experience without being a spiritual person. See, religiosity will enhance our spiritual life. But religiosity is not being a spiritual person. Formulas. Everybody's looking for the quick fix formula. As most things in life, when you're working on your body, you're trying to become a smarter person, your spiritual life isn't a quick fix in most things. There are miracles that take place. But to live the spiritual life, for the most part, you have to put the work in to get back out of it what you need. The manifestation of miracles, you need to walk in that every day. Every day expect a miracle. Hey, you remember Oral Roberts, or maybe you don't. Some of you younger ones don't. He was one of the first televangelists out there, maybe the first. He had this thing back in the 70s and early 80s, something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles to happen, to take place in your life. It just made people feel like, wow, yeah, that's right. What he's saying is very true. Look for miracles to happen. Because where your mind is, your heart is. Where your heart is, your mind is. Those two always follow each other. Your thoughts always culminate in your heart. Can't have one without the other. If you have the expectation and the thoughts in your mind, you will culminate them. Plant that in your heart. Miracles do happen to me, ladies and gentlemen, all the time. All the time. I went to church this past Sunday and I talked about some of my miracles. I'm not a big church person. I'm an ordained chaplain. I'm not a real big church person. However, I do understand the importance of it. If you need to go, you need to go. You should go. If you're getting something out of that part of your religious practice, you need to go. Please do go. But I do go because I went this Sunday because I have a lot that I had to be grateful for and I wanted to expend it vocally of miraculous things that have happened in my life. Sometimes I can pray and I feel like I can, that prayer just shot up like a rocket to heaven. So many people tell me, I feel like my prayers just, they fall to the ground. Like I'm praying in some big atmosphere and nobody's hearing me. Well, then ask God to let your prayers be known to you that they've been heard. Ask him, do you hear me, God? Can you let me know you heard me? I need a sign. I get signs. Sometimes I need a sign. I try not to because that's like small spiritual pants. The big people pants is not needing signs. Sometimes I have to go there too. Boy, did I feel it. Shot up to heaven like a rocket. Whew. Can you make the spirit realm and all its vastness part of your daily routine, your regular life? That's what I'm saying. That's why you need to be a spiritual person having a religious experience. So next time you see that little saying, just clarify in your mind and your heart what that really means. There's nothing wrong with being religious. Nothing wrong with it at all, as long as you are a spiritual person. Well, I'm getting busy, guys. You know, I have 4 books out. Been writing Clarity Magazine columns for many magazines for the last 2 or 3 decades. Here's what I got going on. June 26, I'm going to be at Karate College, Radford University in Radford, Virginia. That Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock is my class. I'm going to be teaching the same self-defense class that I teach to my Native American sisters when I come to travel like this. So I say that because I don't, you know, you're not going to have to get all Bruce Lee. It's just very basic stuff. This day and age, you need to know it. You need to know how to do these self-defense moves. And it's very, for most, when you go to these karate colleges, they're relatively economical, I think. I honestly don't even know. So you need to contact Jerry Beasley and find out what the charge would be for you to come on in and take that class or all of them or whatever or the whole weekend. I don't know. Contact Jerry Beasley. He has the details on that, how to get registered. July 29th through 31st, I'm in Las Vegas. Galaxy Theater, Action on Film, and Take Center Stage with AMAA and the AOF, which is Action on Film. And basically, guys, I'm going to be talking about people who would like to get into books, movies, magazines, radio, TV, stuff like that. And I will be expending my secrets along with some other people that have secrets that you could use if you want to go into taking center stage, spotlight, limelight kind of stuff. You need to contact Jesse Bowen. He'll get you registered for that and tell you all those details. Moving right along to October the 1st through 3rd, I'll be at the Power of Women, sponsored by the Sports Karate Museum in Houston, Texas. Oh, I love this event. It only happens every 2 or 3 years. But, I mean, you're talking about some women who absolutely were the first female in their classes back in the 60s and 70s, the first women to step out and do martial arts, whether it's Kung Fu, TKD, whatever it is. And no, we will not be hauling them in on slabs. They're in great shape. Some of them look awesome, awesome. Kung Fu practitioner Jenny Pless will be honored. She is my sister, and man, is she looks great. I mean, if she looks 40, you would be hard-pressed to think so. And I know she's way older. These Asian women, man, I tell you what, they'll fool you. God, may I have that gene. But anyway, it's fun time. It's so great to see all my sisters. I'm going to be speaking at that event, and I hope you can come out. You don't have to be high-ranked. You don't have to be female. Hey, we like men. Unlike some of these martial arts manly things that don't like the broads, we do like men. So you can come out, okay? If you're a white belt, come on out. We'd love to work with you. We were all white belts. You know that, everybody? We were all white belts. We know what it's like to be a white belt, and we're here to teach you and help you and encourage you. So come on out. October 1st through 3rd, you need information, contact Gary Lee. Gary Lee has the information on that. The weekend of October 15th, I'm going to be holding a seminar in Lexington, Kentucky. This is with the Black Dragon Fighting Society. It's the 2021 Black Dragon Conference, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm hoping I'll be able to swing by and see my auntie that lives in Lexington, Kentucky as well. I'm so happy to be able to see some of my family as I go out there. I'm actually from the South, guys. I know I don't sound like it, but I can if I want to. All right. You need to see Donald Miskell, Don Miskell. He is the president of the Black Dragon Fighting Society, and he'll tell you who to get in touch with or how to do all that stuff. So that's coming up. Love to see you there. That's pretty much it for now. Got some other things going on, but I'll let you know as they start to pop, come into fruition. God bless you guys. Keep walking your walk, okay? Everything's all right. Everything's good. Sometimes I just like to say that because people need to hear it. Everything's all right? You're good. You'll be okay. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on the Aiden Assignment. Bye-bye.